God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Have you ever had someone ask you, maybe at the end of the day, hey, how was your day? And have you ever resented that question because it was a rotten day? It was a horrible day. Nothing went right. And you wonder why, of all days, someone in your house should ask you how this day was. Let me ask you a question. What is the definition of success? Can you be successful and have a bad day? Now, maybe there's an obvious answer to that, but I want you to think about it. And I want you to think about a man named Stephen. Stephen was being confronted because he was preaching the truth about Jesus Christ to those who were in authority and did not want to hear that message, specifically religious leaders. And what follows is kind of an answer to the question, what does it mean to be a success? Because Stephen talks about examples historically of men who were a great success, so they had really bad days. And then Stephen himself exemplifies that point. He's preaching this message essentially in answer to the question, are these things so? You've had accusations leveled against you, and you are one of these Christ followers. What do you have to say about that? He goes in, as Psalm 105 does, to a history of God's working with Israel, God's making of a covenant and promise to Abraham that was borne out by men like Joseph and then Moses, each of whom had horrible days. And sometimes you think, wow, a horrible life. But each of whom were a success, regardless of a bad day. So, for instance, Stephen is preaching, essentially, and he says in verse 9, and the patriarchs, that is Joseph's brothers, moved with envy, sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. So here's Joseph, he's in a pit, and someone comes and looks down the pit and says, hey, Joseph, did you have a good day? No, I had a horrible day. But was he a success? Here he is in the prison. Joseph, did you have a good day? No, I didn't have a good day, but was he a success? Here's Joseph in the palace. Was he any more a success in the palace than he was in the pit and in the prison when no one cared about him? And the answer is no. So success was not, the standard was not what people thought of him or how he felt at the time. And the Bible says here, as it does in the Genesis account, God was with him. And that's partly the definition of success. Later, Stephen talks about Moses. And Moses was a man who led God's people out of Egypt, and yet he couldn't even lead two of his own countrymen. The Bible says in verse 25, they understood not. They pushed back against Moses. They would not follow Moses. So here's a guy that couldn't even lead two people, and God had commissioned him to lead the entire nation of Israel out of Egypt. Was he a success? What about Jesus himself? Stephen goes to talk about Jesus, the just one, and how he'd been rejected by his own people. He came into his own, and his own received him not. So let me absolve you of the burden of thinking that if you've not had a good day, you're a failure. Or thinking that just because you've had a good day, your health, your wealth, everything else, you are a success. Look, there's something very important we can learn here, and it really the apex is with Stephen himself. When he finished his message, the Bible says those who heard were cut to their heart. Now, on the day of Pentecost, when the message came, people were cut to their heart, and they said, men and brethren, what shall we do? They were open to the message. Here, Stephen is preaching, and the Bible says the hearers were cut to the heart, and they killed him. They killed Stephen. So was Stephen a success? They stopped their ears. They didn't listen. And the Bible says the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul. You probably know that Saul later became Paul, and God used him greatly, but not on this day. He was consenting unto the death of Stephen. Can I just tell you something? God may be doing and probably is doing more through this day than he will do in this day, which means you cannot assess this day merely on what people think of you and how you feel about yourself. In short, you don't have to enjoy a good day or see the big picture in order to be a success. Do you know the big picture? No, you don't. Did Joseph know that he was part of God's big picture and keeping his promise to Abraham? No. Did Moses realize he was part of a much bigger picture than his own life? No. Did Stephen realize this? No. Did Stephen know who Saul would become? No, he did not. But you don't have to enjoy a good day or even know the big picture in order to be a success, but you do need to follow the light that you have. Maybe today you feel like you don't have enough light to do the right thing, but the fact is, if you will be as Stephen was, full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost, faith in God's word, empowered by God's person, then you can know what you should do today, and that should suffice. I don't need to be worried about what is a week from today, or a month from today, or a year from today. I can know I'm a success, regardless of how I feel or what people think, by doing what I know to be right now. And if I do what I know to be right now, I'll be where I ought to be in the future.